In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight, one of my very good friends is quarantined in a hotel room in Paris. She went there on a trip with her family in mid-December, right after her children got home from their fall semester in college. In order to get back into the U.S., they all took COVID tests before their return flight. She tested positive. The rest of the family did not. So they are back here in New York City, and she is spending Christmas by herself in a hotel in another country. This anecdote might be an odd way to start off a Christmas sermon, but I imagine Omicron is at the top of mind for all of us. It is a profoundly contagious form of COVID, although seemingly less virulent than other variants. And it's also a bit depressing, at least it is for my friend sitting in her Paris hotel room with next to no symptoms. Depressing, frustrating, exhausting, and maddening. I wonder if Mary, the mother of Jesus, felt any of those things. As she waddled her pregnant self over to the stable because there was no room in the inn, how did she feel? Did she cry? Probably. Hot tears of anger and self-pity. Did she have a crossword for Joseph? I would have, whether he deserved it or not. Did she think to herself, I cannot believe this is happening right now? I can't believe I'm in this situation that is just so ridiculous. I bet she did think something like that. And then came the labor pains. Just when she thought things couldn't get worse. Was she ready to have that baby? As any woman 9 months pregnant will tell you, yes, yes, get this child out of me, please. I can't go on like this for another minute. But was she prepared to have that baby? No. No matter how many first century baby books she read, she was not. No first-time mother is ever prepared for the birthing process, much less in a barn. No first-time parent is ever prepared for a newborn. And no human being would ever be prepared to raise the Son of God. Mary was not prepared for Christmas. Are we prepared for Christmas, I mean? As one minister puts it, are we prepared to receive the one who brings God to humans and humans to God by being both human and God? Maybe. The season of Advent is all about preparing for Jesus. But do we ever fully get there? I'm not so sure. Because for me, being prepared implies that I know what will happen and I'll know how to deal with it when it does. For example, was I prepared to lead this parish through a pandemic? No, not by a long shot. But was I ready? Well, yes, I was. Because I love God and I love you. I was ready, trepidatious, but ready. So in that vein, are any of us prepared for what 2022 will bring? In the face of rising COVID numbers, rising inflation and supply chain disruption, rising political rancor, and the places in our lives where we feel fear rising up within us, are we prepared? Maybe. Maybe not. The more important question is, are we ready? Even if we're not prepared or not as prepared as we'd like to be, are we ready to face the future in a world of unknowns? Some of you are thinking, well, I'm not so sure I'm ready. Can't say that I'm really gung-ho for the new year, but not to worry. I'm going to help you move in that direction over the next 6 to 8 minutes, because here's my point. Christmas is what allows us to say, yes, I am ready. Emmanuel, which means God with us, is what allows us to say, yes, we are ready. Trepidatious, perhaps, but ready. We can do it because God is with us. We can be ready for whatever lies ahead, because Christmas is a continual event. God in the form of Jesus is always coming near to us, and Jesus never leaves any of us alone, especially in those places of need and longing and pain. God comes to be with us, to be for us, and to set us free from fear. Jesus is here. Love is here. Love is here. And as we know, love often shows up in small and ordinary ways without any fanfare at all. Sometimes it's the little things that get us through the day, yes? Here's a recent one for me. Earlier this week, we finished up Operation Santa. It's a service project which involves a number of parishioners buying gifts for 50 children living in a domestic violence shelter not far from the church. And the social worker who helped us organize this effort came to pick up the gifts, and she brought along her mother. I would say her mother is maybe in her 80s. She's pretty frail. She couldn't load any of the boxes of presents into the car, but she supervised, and she nodded approvingly throughout the process. And then, when we had finished loading up, she told me to turn around. I didn't understand at first, but she kept saying, "Turn around." "No, not in a circle, just turn around." And eventually, I understood that she wanted me to face away from her so that she could give me a hug from behind. It was my first COVID safety hug. It was a safe way for her to express thanks, which went with her words, "We love you." A small and ordinary gesture that I will never forget. I think we all have stories like that. Little things that have a big impact. It's fitting because even Jesus' birth was small and ordinary. To be sure, all heaven was breaking loose. Angels did fill the sky, and the shepherds caught a glimpse of majesty. But the actual event, the coming of the King of Kings, was rather low-key. And so we have this dichotomy of sorts between the majestic on one hand and the ordinary on the other. This dichotomy was brought home for me this year by the Rockettes. Have you ever seen the Rockettes' Christmas Spectacular at Radio City Music Hall? If so, you may know that it culminates with the nativity scene. It's incredibly evangelistic for a secular show. The shepherds come out first and get a brief moment in the spotlight. There's an angel suspended in the air telling them about the birth of Christ. And then the Magi get what seemed to be a disproportionate amount of attention. It's not just three figures, but three figures with entire entourages, including live camels, all parading across the stage in single file. There are at least 30 people, one after another, moving toward Bethlehem in resplendent garments and billowing robes. The show closes with this group of people bowing down to worship Jesus, kneeling before the Holy Family, who are elevated on risers so that everyone can squeeze in below. The pageantry is extreme, but the scene is not sentimentalized. The kingship of Christ as a baby in a manger comes through loud and clear. When I first attended this show several years ago, I left the theater misty-eyed and thinking, "Thank you, Radio City, for your powerful witness. This is Christ the King, the babe, the son of Mary." Well, perhaps you heard that the Rockettes' Christmas Spectacular has shut down. They made the announcement about 2 weeks ago. I'm guessing it was a combination of safety and economic concerns. Maybe it was just too hard to comply with the New York State mandate that children 5 and up be vaccinated to attend the show. In any event, it felt a little sad to me. And it is sad. The fallout from this pandemic and the way that tourism and businesses and people are still struggling is sad. It constantly feels like 2 steps forward and 1 step back. But when it comes to Christmas, we remember that the most important part is not the pageantry or the liturgy or even our own angel voices with us tonight. It's meeting Jesus in our hearts, letting Jesus come to us. And we can do that at church in the beauty of holiness. We can do it at home, watching a computer screen. We can do it surrounded by loved ones or surrounded by stillness and silence. Christmas is a quiet affair, just as much as it is a huge celebration. And COVID can't stop it from happening. Nothing will get in God's way. God so loved the world that God came to be born as one of us. God so loved the world that God conquered sin and death through Christ's crucifixion and resurrection. And God so loves the world that God continues to show up for us every day, whether we're prepared or not, whether we've gotten our acts together or not. God's consistent and constant presence is simply a matter of grace. And truth be told, no one knows how that grace will manifest in our world, in our lives, in our relationships, in our hearts. But if you're ready for grace, you're ready for Christmas. And if you're ready for Christmas, ready for Jesus to be in your life and by your side as Emmanuel, then you're ready for anything. You are ready for all this broken, beautiful, messy, tragic, and miraculous world has to offer. For Christ will be with you in it. Merry Christmas. Amen.